relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
In Texas, the Biden administration was releasing illegal immigrants into our communities who had COVID. The Biden administration was spreading COVID in South Texas yesterday because of their lack of constraint of testing and quarantining. People who'd come across the border illegally. The Biden administration was exposing Texans to COVID. That is Neanderthal-type approach to dealing with the COVID situation.
Nailed it. God bless Greg Abbott. Mr. G, I'm sorry I'm giving you a load of work today. So much great video. Get our guys to post that as well. That is outrageous. And all you have to say in the tweet is, who are the real Neanderthals? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. The President of the United States, yes, it weirds me out to say that, the President of the United States called Texans Neanderthals for ending the mask mandate, which only means you don't have to wear masks. If you want to wear 48 masks, go wear them with peace. And he called them Neanderthals. Oh, really? Your government, based upon a decision you signed as president, is releasing illegal immigrants who tested positive with the coronavirus onto the streets of Texas. That's not Neanderthal. That's cretinous. It's worse than cretinous. It's dangerous. It's reckless. And it will be the first crisis that this administration will have to face, a crisis that it created. We crushed illegal immigration thanks to the public health regulations that were put in place by the Trump administration down to a trickle. And now it's all changed. Have you seen that photograph? I have to repost it on social media. I saved it from an article. There are thousands of people at our border wearing Biden T-shirts. Just stop for a second and think what that means. You are an immigrant, illegal immigrant, who's given a coyote $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 of money you've scraped together to smuggle you across the border. But you've got a brand new Biden T-shirt on, celebrating the fact that the 46th President of the United States has invited you, that his Secretary of Homeland Security says, we don't want to say don't come, just don't come right now because we've got to, you know, put the bedpan in and warm the bed up and put the mint on the pillow for you. Secretary Mayorkas said that 2 days ago. We're not saying don't come. Well, I can do that math. That means you're saying come to America illegally. Who are the real Neanderthals? We have Beto O'Rourke. This is from our buddies at Breitbart, Pam Key. Beto O'Rourke said yesterday on MSNBC's Deadline that the Republican Party is now a cult of death because of what? Our desire to live in freedom? Says the man who is proud of his, hell yes, I'm coming after your AR-15s. So what? The killers can get away with murder so Americans can't protect themselves? Let's talk about a cult of death. 40% of all black pregnancies end in the termination, the killing of the black child in the womb. Who funds Planned Parenthood? Who says the Mexico policy had to be rescinded so that US taxpayers can fund murder in the womb abroad? Which party is the cult of death exactly? Your president, Beto O'Rourke. Oh, by the way, why is he called Beto? His name is Robert and he's Irish. Because the Hispanic maid, the woman who swept the floors in his hacienda, called him Beto when he was a child? What a bloody racist you are. Let's talk about some cultural appropriation, why don't we, Robert O'Rourke? Your party is the party of death. Your party gives out Margaret Sanger Awards. Hillary Clinton, who will never be president, by the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Hillary Clinton is proud of her Margaret Sanger Award. The same Margaret Sanger who founded Planned Parenthood. Why? Read her original papers, her interviews. Because the poor, the stupid, the colored undermined American society. She was a eugenicist. Don't believe me? Never heard it before? Watch my colleague Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Death of a Nation. He found the original meeting memoranda, the minutes of the Nazi Party, the National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, minutes of the leadership meeting in which the party leadership is instructed by Adolf Hitler to contact Margaret Sanger to congratulate her and express their admiration for her eugenicist policies, for her approach to racial purity. That's the woman whose name adorns the awards that Planned Parenthood gives out. Awards for what? Helping people establish Planned Parenthood? How perverse. What is Planned Parenthood really about? It's the opposite. I mean, can you think of a word, a phrase that is more the diametric opposite of what they are actually doing in those quote-unquote women's health clinics? It's the opposite of Planned Parenthood. It's for people who didn't plan anything and who think that, oh, abortion is the same as contraception. Whoopsie! I get to kill the child I created that has half of my DNA because I didn't plan anything. As to parenthood, it is the denial, the abnegation of parenthood. You're not a parent if you murder the child in your womb. It's not planned, and it's not parenthood. But the conservatives, the Republicans, are the party of death, the cult of death. We believe in life, the sanctity of life. Not because of some weird utilitarian philosophy. For one reason alone. Because of God. Life comes from him. From when he breathed life into the first man. Every moment a child is conceived, the life of that child comes from the fact that we are made in the image of our Creator. That's what we believe, Beto O'Rourke. That's what we believe, Joe Biden, as you release COVID-ridden illegal immigrants onto the streets of America. We believe in all that is sacred and holy. And we don't preach. We just want to be left alone to live our lives. But you just can't do that because you are so hungry for power. To impress your ideological perversions on the rest of humanity. Perversions that have cost the lives of more than 100 million people in socialist paradises across the globe. We know who you are, and we will stand in your way. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.
You know, I think it appeared to many of us to be a cult of personality, the Republican Party, in the era of Trump. And that probably still holds true. It's hard to escape the conclusion that it's also a cult of death.
That person truly makes me want to vomit. I mean, really. There's one party of death in this country. And it's the Democrats. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're going to go to your calls momentarily, but first things first, please listen to this incredible, heartfelt little audio soundbite from our friend Linda of Food for the Poor, speaking about the conditions in Honduras and what you, our dear listeners, are achieving every single day.
We could never, ever do it without Food for the Poor and their donors. And we pray for you every day. And I know that person up in the mountain that got that 5 pounds of rice or 5 pounds of beans, they'll be praying. They'll be praying and blessing you for the rest of their lives.
Thanking you, blessing you, because you're doing God's work. No child should go hungry. In that benighted nation, 48% of the children in the rural areas are suffering from chronic malnutrition. Will you help? Can you help? It's so easy. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and make a donation in any amount. Just click on the Give Food, Give Life banner. Look at these numbers. $37 provides food for a child for 6 months. $185 feeds 5 children for 6 months. Will you give today in any amount? Please help those who need our help. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Food for the Poor, Give Food, Give Life banner, or call the amazing people at Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That number, 855-330-4673. God bless every single one of you who helps, and thank you to all who have already done so. Okay, we're going to go to some calls in a second, but I have to share the second cut we've had today from somebody who's not a Trump supporter, not a conservative, pretty hardcore leftist, but who cares for the truth. He was formerly with The Intercept, but when they tried to censor him, he left the organization that he helped found. He was on Fox News, and he described what the Democrats are really doing and why they're taking the measures that they're taking right now on Capitol Hill. This is Glenn Greenwald, Cut 14, Play Cut.
You know, other than Russiagate, I don't think we've been deluged with as much propaganda since probably the claims about Iraqi WMDs back in 2002 as we have over the last, you know, month or so or 6 weeks about the riot at the Capitol. I cannot overstate, Laura, how desperately important to liberals it is to cling to the maximalist narrative about what happened. They don't accept it. If you say that it was a protest that went out of control and became violent or even a riot, it's they insist that it has to be an armed insurrection, as we just heard, or even a coup attempt. Why is that? In part because they want to elevate fear levels about their political adversaries to make everybody think that they're fighting not just conservatives or people with a different ideology, but domestic terrorists who actually tried to overthrow the government.
No guns found, no guns used. But it has to be an armed insurrection. If you think Glenn Greenwald is making something up, well, here's the evidence. This is Joe Scarborough with his attempt to keep this outrageous narrative alive. Video cut five, play cut.
And you have a lot of Republicans in the House of Representatives still lying through their teeth, even after the violence, even after the police officers were beaten and brutalized with American flags, had their heads shoved in the door by Trump terrorists, beat cops where again, police officers were sure they were going to die and were thinking about their four children and how they were going to take care of them. But these Trump terrorists kept beating and battering and abusing them. Why? Because that's what Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Donald Trump wanted them to do. They wanted them to come to the Capitol. It's what Don Jr. wanted them to do.
How are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to do that in America? Donald Trump wanted them to kill police officers. And the only person who died at the hands of a police officer was an unarmed woman. What is it BLM always says? Say her name. Well, I'll say her name. Her name is Ashley Babbitt. Shot in the neck. Bled out on camera, the only person who died on January the 6th. We provide the truth. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Sheldon, California, line two. Welcome, Sheldon.
Doctor.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry there, I had you on speaker. I'd get you off. Something's been really bugging me, and you brought it up last week, or a couple days ago. You mentioned our branding. We're not winning at branding. And I want to talk to you about this because you do a good job with what I'm trying to say. But as lovers of truth and Christians and want to be conservative values, we love facts. But we have a tendency to list all of the facts and things about what's going on, which doesn't really say much except tell you something. Whereas what you do, and the president did really good, President Trump did, is talk conceptually. And you just did it. In fact, Beto does it automatically, and the left does, because they are emotionally based in their lives.
But hang on, this is a really important call, and thank you, Sheldon. You said I'm talking conceptually. Are you sure that's the right word? Are you talking about emotional? Because I'm not trying to be philosophical.
No, because you kind of get a story into it. It hits the heart. And the left does this automatically because they live on the emotional plane only. We have more of a spiritual drive to things. We understand the intrinsic better. That's why we believe in life principles and things. But then we list all these facts. It sounds good to us, but to everyone else, they're not getting sold because it's not hitting their heart. So we have to start really talking more conceptually. And the president, for example, in a funny way, did it when he talks about the solar power. And he goes, hey, honey, the power went down. The hair dryer ain't going to work. That is perfect.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm not sure if it's conceptually. I think the biggest thing you can do is two things. And I hope I'm not oversimplifying it, but as a guy who's done a lot of talking, a lot of public speaking in my life, just got my first invitation to Alaska. I'm excited. I've never been. They said I can go fishing. I don't fish, but I'm going to Alaska. Two things, passion. When you have passion expressed authentically. And people know when you're faking it. It just connects. It connects right to the soul, right to the heart of that person, that audience you're talking to. And the second thing is, which we are garbage at, Sheldon, is stories. You're right, the president with the windmill at the TV. There's a reason our Lord and Savior used parables. Because people function on the basis of stories. Massively powerful. Stay on the line, Sheldon. Oh, is he there? Give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Great, great point. Of course, because it's one of our callers. If you want a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, go to sebgorka.com. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron Boris Epstein. On America First.
Truth in advertising. Is he hailing from the far regions of the swamp? I think he's not. He's in an undisclosed location. And I just want to know one thing from Boris Epstein. Are you worried for your co-host, for your fellow White House colleague, as was given that today is March the 4th? Boris, I hope you are concerned for me.
I'm actually not worried for you, you know, because first of all, you're Sebastian Gorka, okay? I'm not worried because nothing's happening.
Second, but the QAnon hordes, today's the day, Boris. We've been told. Happening.
I wouldn't be very worried for you. You're a pretty tough guy. You're no wallflower, okay? So I'm always, always wishing you and your family good health and safety, but I'm not worried for you, my friend. Plus, I've seen the arsenal you've got.
You've seen my armory. Right. Okay, buddy. Let's talk about how we got to the stage today. My producer, Mr. G, he has to watch the fake news for me. That's why he gets the big bucks every single day.
He's secretly fake news.
Oh, no, he's not. Oh, he's a good guy. But Mr. G told me today in our prep for the show today, he said, that's all they've been talking about for a month. For a month. It's January 6th, and they're coming back, and they're coming back. What are they going to do tomorrow, Boris? What is MSNBC? What's Joe Scarborough? What's Fakey Jakey? What is CNN going to talk about?
They'll find something. Their TDS is never ending. You see, Sebastian, you've got Trump derangement syndrome, okay? You've got it so bad you can't help yourself. There's nothing they can do. They're going to find something else. They're going to lose their minds over it. And, you know, we're going to have to tell them to calm down and take it easy. But that is the state of today's mainstream media, most of mainstream media. They have absolutely no idea, absolutely no clue, and they are misinforming the American public. They're trying to cause panic among the American public, and importantly, trying to toxify President Trump and his supporters.
All right. You mentioned him. I think that's a great way of putting it. They're trying to toxify the president. They're trying to make being his supporter some kind of criminal offense, talking about a domestic threat. I can't believe maybe the space-time continuum is being distorted here in the swamp. I can't believe we are 4 days since the president's speech kind of blows my mind.
I know.
Let's talk about it. For me, the fact that he went head on, he talked about insane things like the transgender agenda. He talked about, quote unquote, I love this, the lunatic left. Could that speech have been better? He was on message, controlled, 70 minutes. The CPAC speech, barren.
Strong, robust, full of policy.
Yes.
Election integrity, voter integrity, immigration, foreign trade, good trade deals, protecting our workers. This was a absolutely overarching, robust speech, exactly what you expect from a leader of a movement, which President Trump unquestionably is. He's the leader of our movement, of the Republican movement, of the Make America Great Again movement. And this is his party, and it's going to continue to be his party. And you saw that in his approval numbers. So it was an excellent speech, strong speech, and again, underlined that President Trump continues to be the leader of the movement, the party, and is going to be the major player in 22 and 24.
On that note, exactly, we've seen not only has he endorsed Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former press secretary, he's just endorsed Tim Scott for his Senate bid next year. So your expectation is to see a rolling production line of these endorsements and more political activity from President Trump?
I do expect that. He endorsed Max Miller, too, as a colleague of ours at the White House. Maybe didn't overlap a lot of time, but I worked with him at the campaign. Max is a great guy, very smart guy, and he will do great up there in Ohio going up against Gonzalez in a primary, because Gonzalez was that member from Ohio who voted for President Trump's impeachment, a Republican voting for an impeachment of his own party's president. So completely unacceptable, and of course not speaking for the people of his district or the people of Ohio. So Max Miller, a great, great, strong guy. Other endorsements, as you mentioned, Sarah, who's a great friend of ours, Tim Scott, a very strong senator from South Carolina, who continues to be maligned, by the way. Tim Scott, African-American senator, a Republican, continues to be maligned by the hateful members of the left, like Joanne Reed, the lifelong liar, who's lied about having her own hateful blog.
You mean her homophobic hack. Blog?
Homophobic, hateful, anti-Semitic, the whole thing. So what President Trump is doing is being absolutely fully involved now in these important races in 22, and the amount of concentration on his endorsements will show you, only tell you, how vital of a role he's playing.
He is, whether he runs or not in 2024, and I think he will. He is the de facto conservative kingmaker. We're talking to Boris Epstein. Check out, we've just recorded episode 53 of The Battle for 1600 with my co-host and former White House buddy. Listen to it, subscribe to it, and spread the word. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Alicia, and it's so very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose except the pain? You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Somebody else who's with Donald Trump is, of course, the great Mike Lindell. He's fighting a battle with the leftist cancel culture mob. 25 corporations are trying to boycott him right now, refusing to stock his amazing U.S.-made products. You can help. You can send a message to the cancel culture fascists by going straight to his website, MyPillow.com, and ordering one of his incredible products. Whatever it is, even if you've already got one of his MyPillows, get another one or check out the incredible line of products. And if you use my name, because you're a friend of this show, Mike's going to give you more than 60% off. Do it today. Send a left a message. Call 800-829-8468. It's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Support Mike today and send the left a message. Mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with the Baron, Boris Epstein. Follow him on Twitter, Boris EP, Boris underscore Epstein on Instagram. The great Newt. Newt Gingrich, Speaker Gingrich, was on Fox News, and we have to discuss this disastrous package, HR 1, the so-called COVID relief bill, everything else. Let's listen to Newt's take on what's happening on Capitol Hill. Play cuts.
Biden had lived through two Democratic disasters. When Clinton was elected, 2 years later, they lost 54 seats, and we became a majority for the first time in 40 years. When Obama was elected, 2 years later, they lost 63 seats. And I think what they've done is a very calculating and I think cynical ploy, which is they've given up on keeping the House. What they're doing is ramming through everything they can get done before they lose in 2022. So this is kind of a sprint to radicalism, even though it's going to cost. If you look at these votes in the House, you've got 30, 40, 50 members who are not going to be able to go home and defend them. They're not going to be able to explain it. And I think that the Biden-Harris model is, we're going to lose the House anyway. We might as well grab everything we can while we got the power.
Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Baron. Newt Gingrich is one of the most astute, yes, one of the wisest political minds alive in America today. This concept, the sprint to radicalism, that they've kind of surrendered to the fact that they will be destroyed in the polls next year, do you think this could be the motivation for the insanity we've witnessed in the last 6 weeks?
Well, we've been talking about this for a long time, right? The marginalization of the Democrat Party. But apparently Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Somebody's still going to have to convince me of that. But if you look at what the Democrat Party is, this is not the Democrat Party of JFK, not the party of Lyndon Johnson. It's not the party of Bill Clinton. This is a far-left radical party of AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and others. And if you look at the sub-cabinet, if you look at the people who are actually going to be doing things in the agencies, that is who is going to be running our country under Joe Biden. We all know Joe Biden's not running it. So that is exactly what's happening. And in the House, you've got this radicalization. I mean, this HR 1 literally is unconstitutional. You cannot vote in this country if you're not a citizen, okay? That's just that's the rule. Sorry, okay? Sorry. And HR 1 will completely blow up any sort of real voting, would make this country a banana republic. It gets rammed through the House, cannot be defended, and now it goes to the Senate. I don't see Joe Manchin. I don't see Kristen Sinema being in favor of these of that ridiculous proposal. You know, the sort of on the fence Democrats, but nevertheless, the overall Democrat Party is now absolutely, absolutely marginalized.
So what I really want to know is the following, given how seasoned a political observer and operator you are working on multiple campaigns, working the Trump White House, this is what I'm really curious, because I don't know. I haven't made the decision yet. Is this slew, I mean, you know, the 50 executive orders, the 800-page this HR 1, and just the insanity of the federalization of elections that's unconstitutional, is this just a function of the radicalized nature of the Democrat Party? Or do you concur? Do you think Newt could be right that they're doing it now because they think that's it and they're just going to be crushed by the Republican Party next year? Do you think that's plausible, that they're even ratcheting it up to 11 because they think that's it? This is their last chance?
I think it's natural. I don't think it's necessarily planned. I think they're really that radical, but they're not necessarily smart enough to have a plan in place and say, okay, we're going crazy. We're going to lose in 2022, so let's get everything through now. I don't think there's that much common sense in the Democrat Party, to be frank. I think this is just a representation of the new woke mob, cancel culture, no more Dr. Seuss, no genders, no Mr. Potato Head, sorry, Brian Stelter, you know, a radicalization of what used to be a little bit of a mainstream Democrat Party. No longer. This is a radical far left Eugene Debs evoking organization. And Eugene, for those of you who don't know who that is, look up Eugene Debs. You'll be scared.
And the additional part of what he said, what Speaker Newt said, this idea that if this stuff goes through, that there's at least 30, 40, 50 Democrats that are just toast when they go home. Do you share that?
They're already toast. They voted for it. It passed the House. I don't think it'll go through the Senate, but I think there's no way that these Democrats are going to be able to defend it when they go home, especially in the districts where they're going to be targeted, people like Conor Lamb and others. What are they going to say? Even if they didn't vote for this one somehow, but what are they going to say? It's absolutely illogical. It's ludicrous to think about that they have any shot. At defending this vote in a district that's anything but a D plus 15, a Democrat plus 15 district.
And when it comes, last question, when it comes to the White House, the insanity of what's being pushed out of there with all the executive orders, I'm curious, who do you think is the main driver? Do you think it's Susan Rice? Do you think it's, I don't think it's Kamala. I don't think she has the wherewithal upstairs. Do you have any suspicions or theories as to who's really driving the radical agenda in the White House?
I think it's Elizabeth Warren. I think it's the lefties on the Senate side really who are pushing the White House forward on these absolutely terrible policies and are saying, hey, we the base got you elected. The base is far left radical. Now you got to pay the piper, and it's a steep price because it's a price overwhelmingly likely of not being reelected in 2024 because Americans are not in line with these radical lunatic left policies, as President Trump so aptly put it.
Most Americans are not radicals, and that's why I'm not going to say this often, but it is a tragedy what has happened to the Democrat Party. He's my co-host on the Battle for 1600, former special assistant to the president. Follow him right now on Twitter at Boris EP and also Boris _ Epstein on Instagram. God bless you. Thank you, Boris. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Are you the healthiest you could be? I had a cheeseburger today. That was naughty. But what did I do afterwards? My team can attest. I have witnesses. In our green room, I took our balance of nature. Why? Because what Dr. Douglas Howard has created is health in your hand. It is all the vegetables, all the fruits you should be eating. Your mom wanted you to eat in just 6 little capsules. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. That if you take every day, you're just going to be the healthiest person you can be when it comes to the nutrients you're putting in your body. Try them today. You won't regret it. And Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA. Make the right decision today. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA.
About a possible partnership between Merck and J&J for manufacturing on January 21st. That was published. So, and my understanding is that talks between those companies had been in the works before that even, in terms of sort of the corporate discussions between them. So, I mean, could you help explain how it is that the Biden administration deserves credit for bringing these two together when it looks like the discussions had been underway long before you guys got here?
Well, Mike, just to be clear, I'm talking about when it was finalized so that we could move it forward. Of course, there are conversations between companies, but in terms of getting it to a point, and obviously the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was only approved last weekend, right? And we were waiting on the FDA to make the final approvals of the vaccine. But there's a difference between conversations and it moving forward.
What is she saying? What on earth is that woman babbling about? That is the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki. God bless. I don't think I was ever going to say this. God bless New York Times reporter Michael Shear. have no idea who he is. He's in the White House press briefing room, and he asked a very pertinent question. How is the Biden administration, which is 7 weeks old, less than 7 weeks old, taking credit for three vaccines that took 10 months to create? By the way, an absolute record-breaking feat in the history of medical science to get one, just one vaccine researched, approved, and distributed in under a 12-month period. This nation did it with three. Why did they do it with three? How did they do it with three? They did it because of a man called Donald John Trump, one of the most successful modern businessmen in our republic. He grabbed those companies by the neck. It wasn't companies having discussions with each other. It was the president of the United States, whether it was Abbott Pharmaceuticals with a rapid COVID test, whether it was Johnson & Johnson, whether it was any of these companies. He said, make it happen now. I'm not talking about whether or not you need to take a vaccine. I'm talking about the liars, the propagandists, the incompetent propagandists like Jen Psaki. One man made it happen. Without Donald Trump, no vaccines last year, no vaccines probably this year. But that's why we're here, to give you the truth every single day. He may not be having press conferences, he may have delayed his State of the Union, but it doesn't matter. Here at America First, you'll get the truth every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And especially now when they are trying to provoke us, stay frosty.